Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Commanders move to 3-2 with a 27-10 win over the L.A. Chargers to score 27 unanswered. Really, really turned this thing around. Really impressive win for Washington yesterday. We're going to do credit pies. Haven't heard from Jeffrey. Jeff, I'll start with the question I asked Landfill. 10-0, first quarter, didn't look good. How are you feeling? You get nervous, dog. You get nervous, you
I'm
get emotional.
I'm not going to lie, JP. I looked to my boys when they went up 10-0. I said, if we don't get this together, this is about to be a long day. Let's hope for a good day, y'all. And then when we went down on that first offensive series, and then Jaden, you could tell he was getting used to, like, playing with the brace because it, like, I believe we talked about it in the group message yesterday with how it restricted some of his movement. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, man, I hope this – I see what's going on because – even when we was talking with my friends, I was like, yeah, it's not that he can't, that he's hurting to move that way, but the brace, it's a brace. It's not for the knee to move. Like, it's going to keep it straight. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's just see how it go. And at first I thought it was bothering him because it just looked like his feet were.
I think it was those cleats.
And then, exactly. So then the commentator was on air and was like, yeah, Jaden Daniels came out of those cleats. I was like, oh, he did have pink cleats on. And then I literally looked. I said, oh, yeah, it's on now. I said, it's on now. And he got the like mics back on.
Oh, yeah.
He on.
Oh, yeah.
So with that, yes, I was. But it started to all come together. My credit pie, I have to go. I'm going to include special teams with offense and defense on this. So offense, defense, special teams, that's 33% between the offense, defense, and the coordinators because, and I say I include that because I wanted to keep everything together. We played well on all three phases yesterday, and I like to see that. So that's why it's going to offense, defense, special teams. Then the other 33% goes to the coordinators. They actually made we complained about, you know, Bill getting handoffs more than 4 or 5 a game. He got a lot, and we seen it working out favor. So I gotta give my head off the cliff. Witt, yo, I liked that defense yesterday. You know, it didn't start off as strong, but B, we were talking about it before we came on the air. The adjustments he made, it worked. Mm-hmm. It worked, and we could see that the guys were fired up. It was just a totally different look from back here. So that's 99%. And I'm giving 1% to Benjamin St. Juice because I knew he was good for one big play. I was like, yeah, I was telling my friends. I was like, yo, he's going to give us a play. I know it's coming. He's always good for one. And then literally 2 plays after, what happened? Debo breaks away from him. I said, there you go. Now we just – and going on from there, we got to keep it up. We got to keep it up.
Yep.
Yeah, you hope that kind of keeps it moving. All right, let's go to these phones. Credit pie time, 800-636-1067. Our guy Jupe is on the line. Let's see if he's got his voice. What's up, Jupe?
What's going on, fellas? Y'all know what time it is. It's time for that victory ritual. Let's all hit the Ric Flair.
Woo!
Woo!
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I've been saying it. This is the year of the youngins. all rookies and second years. So my credit pie, I'm gonna give 25% to the youngins, Luke, Bill, Newton. They all showed out yesterday. I'm gonna give 25% to the O line and Himothy Daniels, because Himothy Daniels gave us a little bit of a spark. I said he was gonna come in with a point to prove. He may have been pissed he missed those past 2 weeks. I'm gonna give 25. I'm gonna shout out Gay. We've been harping on him since the beginning of the season. So far, your man been lights out hitting those field goals for us. So I'm going to give him some shine. And then I'm going to give the rest to the defense and culture, because they came in with a game plan. They executed it. It did start off shaky, but they finished strong. I smell a win streak, fellas. Hey, listen, real quick, I got an exercise for y'all. I want y'all to rock with me on this one. When I say Himothy, I want y'all to say him. Himothy?
Him.
Himothy.
Him.
Let's go get this win streak, fellas.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Jupe. Jupe out here.
I think one thing we're not thinking about, though, okay, I think the players and the coaches are supposed to go out there and handle their business. So I'm going to give them 40%, all of them together, everybody, Bill, Jaden, every coach, all that, 40%. I'm giving 60% to the damn fans.
There were a lot of them.
I think, listen, bro, I got more texts yesterday about, dude, how many of our fans there? Because on TV, it sounded like we got more, like we at home. Yes, we were louder than they were. They made some noise when they had the opportunity, but when we decided to start calling defense, I was like, damn. We had some fans in that joint, bro.
After Luke caught the deep pass,
oh, bro,
it was just Luke.
It was deafening, dude.
It was
So the fan base, listen, man.
I think Chargers, LA fans are pretty quick to disengage anyway. Mm-hmm. So there was a little bit of buzz for the Chargers early, and then when everything started going sideways, they just checked out, and the Commanders fans just took over.
But it's like you know, we've heard over the last the two losses and things like that, and we see stuff on social media. It can't be those people that have been called that traveled to all them games. I went to that rally on Saturday night. Tom's Watch Bar is huge out there. Wall to wall Commanders fan. Downstairs, upstairs.
Dude, that's the thing, is people are convinced it's people traveling. A lot of people just live there. Like, lot of Commanders fans just live in Southern California.
But I saw a lot of people in the airport last night. I saw a lot of people when I flew there. They have people that have traveled. I'm telling you, man, let's stop. There's a lot of these people who starting that mess on social media. They ain't no damn fans of this team.
The reaction today is all positive. Like, there's not like a whole
bunch. No. The reaction today is positive. But I think sometimes when you get some of these people who just want it, when something goes wrong, they want to just keep going with it. You know, it shows you, listen, this fan base over the last 2 years now, a year and a half or whatever, they are understanding something is changing and something is building. You know, like, I got a call yesterday because the Ravens got spanked. So what Ben tell me, y'all about to get your ass kicked. I called him back right after the game. And now he's like, oh, man, we suck. We don't make no excuses now, dog. We put a bet at the beginning of the year. He losing.
Ravens got boat raced. Getting some credit pies coming in via social media. Our boy Tay says, credit pie, 25% to Bill, 25% to Jaden, 10% to the defense, 10% to roughing the kicker, 10% to Debo, 5% to Luke, 5% to Quan, 5% to Mikey, 5% Jeff Walker's song, He Did the Damn Thing.
And that song was.
We got to re-rack Jeff's song.
That song was hot, Jeff.
Now,
I'm going to tell you one thing, though, Jay. I was cold after the game. All that ice they were wearing. Boy, them dudes came out there with some diamonds.
Dorrance Armstrong. You God, see that
bro, I'm like, God, dude, they walk out there. It was icy in the infield. Had icicles hanging from the rafters.
Real question. Jeff made a couple songs that reference food in them, right? So he made the Green Bay song, started talking mozzarella sticks. I said I would buy mozzarella sticks if they won. They did not win. The Atlanta game, he was talking about chicken wings. I said, we'll have a chicken wing party if they win. They did not win. I don't think Jeff referenced any food in the L.A. song, did you?
No, because it was like nothing you could be like, I'm going to eat electricity or something. I'm going to eat a bolt. That don't sound.
I, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's too bad because they won this one and we could have had a chicken wing or a mozzarella stick party.
Well, we had actually specifically discussed on Friday that the reason they were losing was your fault. Because every time you claimed that we were going to have some food celebration, they would lose. We made sure that you didn't do that because it's your fault that they lose.
Jeff brought the food up in his songs.
Right, but you didn't have to then say, fault. We'll buy a bunch of mozzarella sticks.
I ain't say we was having a mozzarella stick party. And yeah, you just got to stop that, JP.
I just want to know if anybody's listening, you know, they can get word back to Dan Quinn or Adam Peters. It's entirely JP Finley's fault that the team lost.
I don't think that's accurate. I don't even think DQ or AP would think that's accurate.
They might.
Last I checked, I didn't miss a single tackle in either of those games. What you're failing to recognize, Landfill, is maybe I would have ordered some food, but now I'm not going to because you guys are haters.
I didn't say a word. So Jeff and Landfill don't give a me and White Brian. We over here. Waiting for the food.
I already bought White Brian something, and he made one of the dumbest mistakes I've ever seen a human make.
Okay, well,
I'm still
sitting here waiting on the food.
Maybe Brian gets something, but not White Brian. Let's keep the phones going. Quentin is in Bethesda. What's up, Q? What's your credit pie?
Fellas, how are we doing? Victory Monday.
We good, brother. How you doing?
All right, so my breakdown for credit pie is 10% JD5 and Debo. We're going to go 25% coaching, 25% defensive line, and 75% Bill. You're probably asking, wait, that's 135. We're going to go minus 35% for Terry McLaurin for being MIA.
He's hurt.
What's the thing, Bill? He's hurt.
But, you know, like I said last week when I called in, when Bill scores the ball, we have victory Monday.
How you gonna say somebody MIA when they hurt?
Quentin, you stoned?
Because he's just not been active. He's been unavailable, and it's not everyone that heard me call before. Probably is like, oh, he hates Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, I think you sound like a 100% hater.
It's not hate.
It's hate.
Just at a point. It's at a point. We're good now. I've been a fan since '98. Now I hold my team accountable, especially if they just got.
Are you mad at Austin Eckler?
So my question would be. He's the one that kept the team afloat since he's been here. And all of a sudden, one year he has an injury, you going to just dismiss it?
Are you mad at Dietrich Wise?
No, because Dietrich Wise was a game record game one. I haven't seen Terry McLaurin pop off the film yet, like I've been waiting for. So I love Terry McLaurin.
It's a victory. I'm done.
Yeah, that dude right there, man. We're going to ban him for a couple – I'm going with a Drabby today. We're going to ban him. He banned for the next 2-3 weeks.
I don't know what. That dude, obsession with Terry is bizarre to me.
It sounds weird.
Pete is in Woodbridge. Pete, what's your credit pie look like?
Gentlemen, happy Victory Monday.
Same to you, brother.
Honestly, man, just wanted to just shout out credit pie to everybody. That first quarter was looking kind of bad. They had us early, but
not
man,
kinda.
The fact that
all
everybody
the way back. Shifted,
dude, if it wasn't for the, but like, you got to give credit everybody because from the fumble to Luke McCaffrey on special teams to even him catching that deep bomb, like there were enough little sparks everywhere and consistently throughout the game to where. Even the defense picked it up. They were missing tackles early on, but then after that, man, they just got after it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
My credit pie is to everybody and to making it an awesome Sunday to celebrate a victory, you know?
You ain't lying. It felt good walking through that airport last night.
I'll tell you this, guys.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't even mean to cut you off. I'll say this, man. We got Chicago coming up, man. Hopefully lightning strikes twice.
Let's not have the Bears game go to another.
Yeah, no, let's just beat it ahead of time.
Thanks for the call,
my
Pete.
Heart rate was very high last year.
Thanks for the call,
but walking through that airport, man, seeing all that powder blue and yellow, just and they had them little humdrum faces, felt good.
I got on the plane last night, and I'm still, like, fully suited up.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to change. I just wanted to get on the plane, and I changed in the plane bathroom, which is – you know how people talk about the Mile High Club? I don't know how physically you can get two people in those bathrooms.
You gotta
where be, there's a will, there's a way.
Well,
I guess.
If you're in the Mile High Club, you're real, real close to that person. You can fit.
I'm sure. But it might be more difficult to change your clothes than it would be to have sex in an airplane bathroom.
You don't have to really get
whatever.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Jay.
So I changed my clothes. I had a suit on. I changed into sweats because it's an overnight flight. I just wanted to be comfortable.
Obviously, you're not in the Mile High Club, I see.
It was a solo party of one. Some clothing did get removed, but it got put back on. I wish I knew my man's name. I come out of the bathroom, now in sweats, and this dude is sitting right there. He's like, I know you. I was like, oh, what's up? He's wearing a Commander's shirt. He's like, Channel 5.
Wrong channel.
And I was like, Channel 4, dog. He's like, oh, yeah.
How many do you think he had by this?
Do you know Chad Ricardo?
Yeah.
Chad and I don't look much alike.
Hell no.
Shout out to that dude.
Oh, bro. Yeah, he must have been feeling good.
And then he's like, at least you know I watch the news. My man. Keep watching, baby. let's go to the... Oh, our guy Drew is on the line. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Happy Victory Monday.
You too, buddy.
Hey, I got a credit pie here. I'm going to start with 70% for the offense. I'm going to break it down a little bit and give 5% each to Luke and Jalen Lean. Love to see the new guys have an impact plays. And when we get Noah and Terry back, we're going to have a deep receiver room. So I'm really excited about that. 20% for the offensive line. I mean, I think they enabled the run. They kept Jaden clean. Those guys did a great job, and we don't talk about them enough, but I really think the offensive line is the strength of this team.
I thought Biotis was phenomenal yesterday.
Yeah. All those guys, and having Bates back didn't hurt. I mean, that was good.
Oh, that helped out tremendously.
And then you got to give 20% to Bill. And not just the running, I mean, over 100 yards running, but those two catches he made were big. And if he can be a threat out of the backfield to catch the ball, oh, even better. Icing on the cake for Bill. So, and then 20% for Jaden. He just makes everything better on offense, and he makes the defense better. So that's 70%. Give the defense 20%, five each for the two turnovers to Quan and Mikey. And love to see it. And 10 for the defense. They got to get better. But, you know, they can have some pie this week. But I'd like to see them do a little bit better next week. And at least 10 more. I give 5 to Tress for hanging in there and taking that penalty. And then still trying to make that tackle, even though he got hurdled over.
That was a tough spot for number 10.
You got to give him. Yeah, he's the most tenured guy on the team, and he's always in it. And then I'm going to save my last 5% for JP's wardrobe person, because he looked like he was doing the Hollywood vibe out there. You know, even the pocket square on all ears looked good, JP.
Thanks, so, dude.
There you go.
I'm just glad you're watching the right channel, man. Appreciate you.
Channel 5.
Thank you, Drew.
All right, guys.
Channel 5, baby.
Take
channel
care,
5.
Guys.
Appreciate you, buddy. Phone lines going to be open all hour. Don't worry. If you're on hold, just chill. We're not going anywhere. I got another credit pie on social media from Nelson Jordan. Bill, 25. O-line and D-line, 20. JD, 5, 15. Debo, 10. Benjamin St. Juice, although he wrote Benjamin St. Toast, 10%.
St. Toast, that's his name.
Coaches, 10%. And all the fans that traveled to SoFi, 10%. Bill surely looks like an offensive rookie of the year early candidate, doesn't he? I'd say he's in the running. Maybe we can check some odds on that. It'd be pretty wild if you get back-to-back offensive rookie
back
of the year.
Back-to-back.
That would make me think they're doing something in the drafting. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're taking calls all damn day. If you're on hold, just chill. We're coming.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You get adjusted in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
You know where I could have used a Rood system? The plane yesterday.
It was hot.
Dude, I was like running through the airport. So then I get to the plane, and it's hot, and I start sweating. Then I change, and then we get up in the air, and it gets cold as hell, and then I'm like cold sweating. Rude systems, you're always comfortable, landfill, no matter what the situation. Down 10-0 in the first quarter, if you're in a Rude system house, you're still comfortable.
Yep.
They take the stress out of life because they take the humidity out of your house. Plus, you can save a bunch of cash, man. You could qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
All right, so Landfill's in there dancing. Me and B put our hands up. Jeff doesn't have headphones in, doesn't know what's going on. White Brian, did you see White Brian's effort right there? It was like a 0.3 out of 10. He, like, lifted his wrist up.
you know we can hear everything that go on in the studio, right?
Well, you didn't dance either, Jeff.
I threw my hand up. What are you talking about?
You didn't throw your hands up. Your hand was on that phone.
Went just like this.
You like this.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, because you weren't looking at me.
I saw White Brian give a 0.3 out of 10 effort, though. All right. Phone lines are lit. Our guy Crank is on the line. Well, Crank, give me your credit pie.
My guys, man, Victory Monday, man. It feel good to go to work and talk trash to all these Ravens fans who are at work crying, man. Everybody's crying right now. But look, I got a lot, so everybody getting 10%. I'm going to get 10% to Mikey because Mikey showed up and played like Frozone. He played with the swag. He was picking, hey, B-Mix, I know you noticed this. He was picking players up and dumping them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were wrapping up yesterday, dog.
Man, they was wrapping up. Look, the next 10% go to Johnny Newton for them hands in the passing lane that created that pick for Frozone. 10% goes to the edges just for setting the edge. And then when they got the right to pass rush, they got home, and they all rushed in unison. The edges wasn't up the field too far, which allowed them A and B guys to get the pressure up the middle. 10% go to Quan Martin for just playing fast, creating turnovers. 10% go to Kinlaw for being unblockable. All them callers that was mad about Kinlaw getting paid, man, he been balling this year. Lattimore gets 10% just for playing fast, communicating on the back end. Jalen Lane gets 10% for playing fast in that slot. Even though you're not getting the ball, you're just taking the top off, which is allowing Debo to play underneath and be wide open. 10% go to Jewel McGee for playing fast in them eight, man. Thank you for putting him on the field, Witt. Thank you for putting Joel McGee on the field. 10% go to Luke McCaffrey for just balling like how he's been balling the last 3 weeks. And the last 10% go to JD5 and Bill in that backfield. That's an unstoppable backfield. Too much speed, too much trickery, too much everything, man. Hail to the Redskins, and I'm going to take it off the air because I know it was long-winded pose.
It was good, dude. Listen, if it's a good call, you can go long.
Yeah, you can go long.
If you have a weird arbitrary beef with Terry McLaurin, I'm going to cut you off.
Hell yeah.
We got a bunch of them coming in via social. DC Dave says 25% to Jaden, 25% to Bill, 10% to All-Pro Revo, 10% to Luke, Revo 10% plays, to Payne, 20% to Tyler Biadasz. Great team win. Biadasz was really, really good yesterday. They blocked well throughout. He was really good. He got to the second level on a number of screens.
A few times.
Made some big blocks for Bill.
I met Jay Lane's dad last night. It was cool.
I'd like to meet him. Maybe I met him draft weekend. But I always I like asking Jalen what the call was like with his dad, because he talks to his dad after every game,
mm-hmm.
and Jalen laughs about it a lot of the time. Jalen's just such a cool kid, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Lay back.
Definitely. Jamal is in D.C. What's up, Jamal? What's your credit pie look like?
JP, B. Mitch, what's going on?
What up, bro?
All right, man. All right, everything good, man. My credit pie going up. I'm going to go 10% to the fans because, man, like we showed out yesterday. I wasn't there personally, but when they showed that the angle on the first Chargers field goal attempt, the one we jumped off, I mean, it was all burgundy and gold from that end zone shine. That was just beautiful to see. I love that. So 10% to the fans. Another 10% is going to go to Bill, of course. That man did his thing, man. I understand he might not understand everything, and I get it. I'm not an idiotic fan. I get it. It's more to playing football for running back than just running the ball. But damn, that man passed the eye test, man. Bill, whatever it is, you got to figure out. Hurry up and figure it out, brother, because we need to see you on that field a lot more. That was great to see. 20% are going to the coaches, man. I felt like after last week, all us as fans, we killed the coaches after that performance against Atlanta, and I felt that they responded, man. I love the game plan on both sides of the ball. The defense was flying around. They were opportunistic. They were creating turnovers. I love to see that. Shout out to the coaches. The last 60, we're going to go 30% to two particular people. So we're going to break this down 15-15 with this 30, and that's going to go to Debo and to Deron Payne. I don't care what nobody say. They've been MVP all day. Them two dudes have showed up every game. They have balled out. My favorite play in football is when the big guy makes the tackle for a loss. I'm talking about on the screen, and we've seen multiple times of Deron Payne doing that this year. He's done it again yesterday. That was beautiful. And Debo, brother, man, brother, I can't even come up with the words to say, but man, that dude is a baller. I am loving him. He has definitely been the most consistent player on offense so far through 5 weeks. And, of course, the last 30 going to none other than JD5. That guy, look, forget the numbers. Forget the numbers, man. Just when he's out there, the way that teams have to play us just because he's on the field, you see it, y'all. It's just night and day, man. Like, the way that teams have to attack us because of his legs and the way he makes – yo, that throw to Luke McCaffrey, that defender was playing great defense. Like, yo, I need people to go watch that play, yo. Like, that defender's there. He did what you would want to do. That's damn near coachable tape you would use on defense. However, JD's just one of them ones, and he put it in a spot to where only Luke was going to catch it or drop it. Y'all, we got one of the ones at quarterback, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that he's back, I feel great against whoever we go up against. We got these punk-ass Bears coming up who I didn't really care about like that prior to last year because their fans was hating on us all crazy. So hopefully this Monday coming up, we have Chad B to A-M, and we head to that game that y'all know we can't wait to get to, man. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Great call, Jamal.
All right, bro.
A lot of energy. I like that call. We're going to keep the phone lines open all day, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let everybody chime in. Everybody can do their credit pie. I wanted to tell you a quick story, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned on Thursday or Friday when we had Ian Harditz on the line just about my, like, fantasy team struggles, right?
All right.
In one league yesterday, just because of buys and everything else, I started both Bill and Debo. I won in that league.
Yeah,
you'd be shocked to find that out.
Hey, about time.
And then
you do something smart as a damn owner.
Well, let me ask you this. You know my boy Gio from NBC and Telemundo, right?
Uh-huh.
Gio Delfa. Gio was all in on Bill during our draft. Drafted him early. His team name has become Should I Start Bill? Because he just doesn't know if he can trust him from a fantasy perspective.
Uh-huh.
I played Gio yesterday. Gio did not start Bill.
Well, Gio not very smart.
Though. I am beating Gio's ass.
Not very smart.
In our league, Bill went for... Yo, damn, I didn't realize this. He didn't start Bill, and he didn't start Steph Diggs, who went off last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out to Gio. All right, if you're on hold, stay there. Phone lines are going to stay open. Santana Moss will join us at noon. Lorenzo Neal at 1. Phones all day. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in, when you get in on the action with 30% profit boost tokens this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost token. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Yeah. All right, in an hour, we're going to play Jeff's song again. New rule when they get a win off of Jeff's song. Phone lines are lit up. Who's been on hold the longest? Jones is in Akakik. Jones, what's your credit pie look like for yesterday's win, man?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I want to give 25% to the offense, 25% to the defense, 25% to the special teams, and 25% to the coaches. And shout out to Debo, Bill. They've been playing consistent all year. And a big shout out to Luke. He's showing why he deserves a little bit more playing time. He's playing real consistent on special teams and when he's on the field offensively. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy. Great call. Certainly, Luke is really showing he deserves to be out there. You think they get Terry back this week?
I don't know. That's the thing about it. We know that he didn't have to get surgery, but we don't know the severity of that injury.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't put him on IR, yeah, which suggests, and you get an extra day this week.
But he's been out two games now, right?
Yeah. I kind of think you do. Saw him run around a little bit last week.
Well, you got an extra day because of Monday night game now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think when Terry's back, obviously, there's no question about his role, but I think Luke doesn't get bumped all the way out. You know what I'm saying? I think Luke is showing he can make plays for you, and I think he keeps a role. Our boy Los in Severna Park. What's up, Los? What's your credit pie look like?
Credit pie looking like 25% Bill, 25% oh, my God. What's our offensive coordinator's name? I'm having a brain fart, man. I just woke up.
Kingsbury.
Yeah, kids. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, 25% to them, 25% to Jim Daniels, 25% to the fans. A sea of burgundy and gold. I know that stadium is filled with fair weather fans of the opposite team because they have no home team, but the Commanders fans showed up yesterday. They should call it Northwest Stadium West for all I care. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, dude.
I don't like it.
Good to hear from you, Los.
Sure sounded like it.
Boy Genius, who everybody knows from social media, was at the game yesterday, and he posted a picture called it Landover West. Mm-hmm. Said it was just backed. Actually, I don't know if I told you this. I went out to the parking lots yesterday. You know my boy EA. So I actually know Eric because I went to college with his older brother, Justin, who lives out west. And I haven't seen Justin in forever, and I knew they were out there tailgating. and I went out to the lots, which I don't always do, but because it was a 425, because it was it was 125 local, like we had that little bit of extra time, and I just wanted to see my old college friend. It was jumping out there.
Yeah.
Jumping out there. People were tailgating, right? It was a scene, and it was cool because, you know, there were Chargers fans, but they're all pretty laid back. It's SoCal, and it's like, that's not Raider fans. That's not, even Niner fans are pretty aggressive. Like,
I was asked
Charger earlier, fans, I don't think are trying to.
The interview I did earlier, I was asked by the people from JMU, like, what can we expect from the people from Louisiana? I said, oh, they very hospitable. So they're going to be probably cooking a lot. Win or lose, they're going to want to have a drink with you. I say, it's not like going to Philly or New York.
You know what I mean? Right, exactly. Let's go to Ed. Ed, what's your credit pie look like, dude?
Hey, thanks for today, guys. So here's what my credit pie looks like. 10% to GOAT. I think we know who that is. 10% to Bill. 10% to Dan Quinn. 10% to Cliff. 10% to Witt. Got to give 10% to Matt Gay from yesterday. 10% to the O-line, 10%, or I'm sorry, 15% to the O-line, 15% to the D-line, and 10% to Quentin Johnson. Thank you for that gift. You know, yesterday was probably the most complete game that we played this year outside of the Raiders game. And I just like the fact that, you know, it seemed like yesterday after the first quarter, because the first quarter was looking Atlanta-ish, they really started running to the ball. They started tackling better. They started coming around. You could feel the energy. You could see it.
Yeah.
I got one more thing. JD5, the GOAT, we love you. We don't mind you running beside Bill to try to block. But we don't need you to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Just need you on the field. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. When Bill busted that long one down the right side and Jaden was running alongside of him, I thought Jaden did it perfectly right. He's the quarterback. He's there. He's committed. Don't actually engage, Jaden. Like, you're good, man. You know, I think he handled it right. He didn't actually get in there, but he ran down. Yeah. Maybe he could have run in front of somebody. But that's just, he's locked in,
competitive,
man.
Competitive, man. When you're out there, you're out there.
Jay is in D.C. Jay, what's your credit pie, dude?
All right, be rich. JP, what's happening, man?
What up, bro?
All right, you know, I want to give you a shout-out, man. B-Mitch, you took a picture with me and my son at training camp, man, so I'm always crazy for that. You made my son's day, man.
Appreciate it.
Look, I'm not road warrior, but I travel with the team. So, like, I go to most of their away games, you know, but my money ain't long as his, so I sit in the cut. I'm like, JP, I buy tickets up top. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow, I'm catching shrapnel here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, JP. I'm sorry, bro. But look,
it's all good.
We travel. We've been traveling heavy lately, man. So in Atlanta, it was like full of Commanders fans. You know, ever since the playoffs and stuff, I traveled all with them throughout there. We was heavy. So I just want to tell you, like, we traveling. We be lit everywhere we go, man. So, but my credit pie is, I'm going to give 53% to the entire, you know, roster yesterday. Everybody showed out. Everybody played, man. Everybody did their role. Even if you was on sideline, it just looked like the team chemistry was dead. So that's 53%. I'm going to give another 12%, you know what I'm saying, to JD5. That's a little bit over 10%.
Mm-hmm.
That puts you at 65. You know, Crosby Merritt, I'm going to give him a 10. That puts you at 75. The coaches, I'm going to give them 15. You know, they made some adjustments and stuff. It started off bad. I was really upset, man, and how it was going and everything like that, man. But they played a really good game. I'm of the ilk. Like, it's a young man's league, man, and we play a lot of old guys. Bill Crosby should have been starting. Of course, we don't really play rookies like that. And I told a couple of friends that Bill Crosby was going to get the ball, but they wasn't going to trust him yet. But you got to start letting these young guys play. Everybody who played yesterday flashed. From Jordan McGee, who was all over the field, left sideline to sideline. Don't forget about the guy, Chris Paul. Since he came in, he helped out the line too, man. That goes unnoticed. Chris Paul stepped in. So And, you know, the last 10, I'm going to give to the fans, man, just for showing out, man. And I just appreciate y'all for taking my call, man. Thank you.
All right, bro.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate you, man. Quick break from us. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to have the phones all day. Santana Moss joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.